We were camping by a lake, our tent set up in an enclave several feet from the water. We had arrived early in the morning and spent the day swimming and laying out. I felt this free, give no fucks feeling whenever we were away from our routine, cell phones, Instagram, and the minutiae of daily life. It was the feeling I wanted to live in forever. I was sitting upright, eyeing him laying down next to me. The skin on his chest was pink from being shirtless all day. His knees were bent, toes occasionally tapping the ground, his hands tucked behind his head. Just the sight of him turned me on. My mind wandered to his cock while he was saying something about it getting late and wondering what time it was. Time for some dick sucking, I thought to myself and giggled. What's so funny? He asked. The sun had dipped below the horizon maybe an hour ago. There was nowhere, no one around, so I slipped my hand between his legs. Just thinking about how I need this, I replied, giving him a squeeze and then positioning myself between his legs. My favorite black V-neck t-shirt covered my bikini. I took it off, pulled my breast out, and traced his mouth with my nipple before feeding it to him. I returned to his cock while he sucked me, stroking until it was straining against his swimsuit. He bit and pulled. I watched his tongue flicking against my nipple. I loved seeing his teeth, those delicious lips, and the feeling of his tongue swirling around my hardened flesh. He wrapped his hands around both my breasts as I pulled his cock out, rubbing the head against the soft material of my swimsuit. His pre-cum was making a wet spot on the outside, while my arousal was making a similar one on the inside. I kissed my way down his torso, licking the inside of his hips, making him laugh. The tender spot was ticklish, and I never tired of hearing his laughter. I slid my tongue up and down the underside of his cock. I massaged each side of his shaft with my lips before enveloping it, feeling the tip reach the back of my throat before I gently gripped it with my teeth, sliding up to the head. He watched me watch him as I sucked his pre-cum, holding his base and pulling him toward me as I sat back on my heels. I wanted to see him better. Observing his pleasure got me just as wet as feeling him touch me. His eyes followed my mouth as I devoured him. I stuck my tongue out and slid his cock back and forth across it. The more I licked, the more pre-cum appeared. I watched it bead up at his opening like a raindrop sitting on a leaf before catching it with my tongue. I stroked him, waiting for more while he looked on. I slid my lips over his shaft and squeezed just below the head. Another drop appeared larger than the last and spilled over the edge. I consumed it, savoring the salty sweet flavor. His appreciation was audible as he pushed his hips up, making me take more of him in. He took a handful of my hair, keeping my head in place while he shoved into me. The head rubbed the back of my throat, reaching a limit. It wasn't the act of sucking his cock, of feeling him against my tongue, which had me tingly with desire, but more about the filling up on love by giving to him. It was physically confessing my love to him that fed my enthusiasm, warmed the lips of my cunt, and made every kiss, bite, squeeze, and thrust so fucking hot. I stared at the last inch of him, peeking out from my lips, still exposed, and I wanted that too. I wanted my mouth to make contact with his pubic bone. I wanted to swallow him whole, wanted his delicious cum to pour down my throat. But I had to work up to that. Open your mouth, he said, wrapping his hand around his shaft. I did so, and within seconds, felt the warm splash of his cum land on my tongue, slide over my lips, and down my chin. I licked what I could off of my face and wiped the rest away with the back of my hand as he let go of himself and relaxed. Don't get too comfy there, I said, removing my bikini bottom. Pussy says it's her turn.